Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jove, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Finger Ajisafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic for discussion is the power of the word. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
Thank you, the presenter. The power of the word. From Shakespeare, he said, thoughts is the slave of life. Thoughts is the slave of life. Humanistic philosophy claims that material conditions determine how our minds work. This might be true for adults, but not for children. I just use this analogy to corroborate and to reboot the philosophical idea that of humanistic that the way our mind works determines on the condition of the material, that is, events. But the irony of life that I see is that children do not function by materialistics, the poison of the world, the poison of the world, spoken word. In Washington Post of 2011, this is an excerpt that I just, an excerpt of article. They discuss about what is called prejudice. And this research was conducted by University of Kentucky psychologists. It says this, I quote, excerpt from Washington Post reported article on recent studies into the nature of prejudice. And that their research found out that almost everyone harbors bias, that is being biased. And these attitudes affect even those who actively resist them. The researcher says that much of our self-esteem comes from feeling better about ourselves than about others because of the group we belong to. Prejudice is not easy to overcome, even if it's within the family of God. Prejudice, P-R-E-J-U-D-I-C-E. Prejudice distorts what it sees, deceives when it talks, and destroys when it acts. Let me repeat, this is not part of the research. Prejudice distorts what it sees, deceives when it talks, and destroys when it acts. Whether we like it or not, we are living in the realm of word. We are living in the sphere of spoken words. because today we want to discuss about the power of the word. And that we can use this word in support of this philosophical idea of material condition, which they say determine how mind works. This is a word view that says they understand how the world is being governed by mind, by philosophy, by materialistics. See what they see. Let me define. Words are powerful. Words can build up and can bring out the best out of others. Words can be toxic and dreadfully killing dreams, ambitions, hopes. Words can break down lives. Words can break hearts. Words can break up relationships. Words start and end wars. Even God spoke, everything to existence by word. The power of the word. Now we find out that both events, things, are embodiment of words. Because, as I just said, that there is power in the world. When you speak it out, it comes out with symbol, and it becomes an imagination, which can become reality. Somebody said, it is better to have recognition without getting it than to get recognition without having it. That is a philosophical word spoken. But as we know that this broadcast is apologetic, I want us to know that words is an objective. And in this realm, everything is based on words. You can just determine your journey from point A to point B by words. It could be in a sign, because word can be sign, word can be symbol, word can be anything, but it must speak to the mind. It must have an image in which the mind can just relate to. But like I said, when word spoken out, it is not easy to just retrieve the power of the word. C.S. Lewis says, any fool can write land language. The vernacular is the real test. If you can't turn your faith into it, then you either don't understand it or you don't believe it. The word discovers our conditions. I just made that one so that we can understand it. Before even a fight, there will be spoken word to convey the ideology against the enemy. So also, even if you want to befriend somebody, there must be spoken word that attract each other. Same way, the earth is sad, or those that think that there is no God, or things, universe is just by chance, or whatever. They were using words that appeal to their senses because they are trying to make senses about life. But when you go deeper by words, even in this realm that is being, that we are living by word, you can see that part of what they are trying to deny is part of their word too. I will, today's broadcast might be sound too philosophical, but I will try not to go into that. I said, what can build up and can bring out the best out of others? The same word you speak. For instance, a young boy trying to engage a female into a relationship, use word to convey his or her interest. But the understanding of that word is real, I'll use, it's real beyond the realm of the physical. A young boy that wanted to lure a young lady into a lost relationship used the same word, I love you. And a young boy that wanted to engage a young lady into a serious relationship used the same word, I love you. This standard, love, I mean word, spoken word, is beyond the expression that we are saying. It contains a very powerful motivation. Like that's as we just read that, before the battle, before two countries engage each other in warfare, it starts by war, with war, words. This one speaks why he has to fight this one, and this one speaks why he has to fight this one. And after the battle, if they want to get into reconciliation table, they have to speak in the same word. Word is powerful. Whether we make a choice to believe in word, try to disbelieve it. His power is so powerful and so mythical. It's a mystery. Because word spoke, when I say word, I'm not talking about the world planet. I'm referring to language, spoken word. Word is an objective. Just like faith is a substance, not a size. An orator can be smart in choosing some word, but an orator or the guru, whatever they call them, is not the word. Word has some affection. Politician that is good in choosing word can persuade people, even when he's telling lies, and attracts people. Not people are not looking to his appearance no more. Though it's a minute to it, but by his word, they were being attracted by his word. And don't make mistakes, like I said, words can build up and can bring out the best out of the other. Words can be toxic and dreadfully. It can kill dreams, people up, and it can bring people down. Words is powerful. And I said, warts, like this faith said, it is better to hand recognition without getting it than to get recognitions without handing it. That is a word. Some people have recognition. They don't get it. But by their choice of choosing word can mislead the listener. Word is powerful. And I said, even God, the Creator, has to speak into existence everything. For the Bible says in the book of Genesis, from chapter 1, he said, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and it was without form. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And I said, there is sometime what was so characteristic of affectionate, that is, being attractive. It could be ugly. We can repel it. That is, it's our power to receive. Like he has power to believe, power to receive, or to reject. But you cannot do without word. Even a mathematician can research by the mind has to put everything down by words. Rocket is being invented by words, though it started from the mind. Words has power to get or to take. And words has authority to enforce. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, Proverbs 18, verse 21 said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. You see, we speak by through our mouth. We can speak by our action. Like I said, it's so powerful. During the politicians, during the campaign, the candidate always use word to convince the electorate to vote or to appeal to the electorate, the voters, to join their auto could be lie, but you have to speak first. The power of the word. The power of the word. If you read the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4, Ecclesiastes, the book of preacher, so to say. He said, where the word of a king is, there is power. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say to him, what's doing? The power of what? He's so very, very powerful. And when he speaks out, the power is still disputable. We either succumb to it or be defeated of the wrath of the power of the world. You see, word cannot be overemphasized. Word is so powerful. Like I said, God, through his word, brought the whole universe into existence. When you read a letter from authority, it is conveyed, it is written in ink, but he is speaking to us. A spoken word, just like some people will say, pen is so dreadful. Because when you write something, when I write something down, it becomes word. And there is power in it. I can use it to encourage people, to discourage people. You will see that the irony of the idea that people say there is no God is that they do not understand themselves. We are living in the realm of the world. And the Bible said, God is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And God was the Word. John from verse 1. The power of the Word. Just to establish what I just said now, we have to know that if we believe that we are living in the realm of the Word, and we know the source of the Word, it's not about logic. It's not about the humanistic philosophy. Because we can contradict that immediately. Even if you think that the adult condition is based on their materialistics. What about the young children, the 3 years old, even those that just are completely innocent? And those, like I said, the power of death and life reside in tongues. And those that might use it, we just eat the fruit of it. We cannot separate ourselves from word. Though when we go to the realm of unknown, we still want to use the word to interpret what we don't know. Thank God for his mercy, because it's the Word. And we are living in him. The power of the Word. I said power, the Word has power. Either to believe, to make a choice. It has power of affection. It has power of command and authority. The Word is so powerful. It's just like when a king speaks. If a judge rule, make a decision on a case, his decision is binding until higher invalidated it. And that is how it goes. In the book of John, John 6:63, Jesus said something. He said, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and life. You see? Word is not just nonsense. Word is a substance. It's an objective. Word is powerful. A policeman in his car who pulled over a motorist, the motorist also obeyed the police because of the power in police, not particularly the person. Because by person, he has no power. But when he becomes police, and with some power that is attached, you must obey or disobey affects the wrath of the Lord. So we have to know that there is power in the world. And the world, as it's powerful, can build up. It depends on what we think about it. And I find that to this thing that things and effects never touches our souls, but remain outside the door. What trouble us are our opinions and attitudes towards person, that is things and effects. Over those opinions and attitudes, we have authority. If we walk and we submit and we believe in the word of God according to our life. Word is not about perception, though we can function based on our own reasoning. But it does not change of the word, because word is an object. Just like love is an object, we can determine to use it the way we want. Faith is an object. And Jesus was saying this thing, that it is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that he is speaking to us, it's not necessarily about morality, about the law, but the word that he speaks to us are spirit, and where there is a king word, there is power. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If God tarry, in 2 weeks, we meet again. May the Lord bless us. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please tune in for another broadcast on Sunday, in which the topic will be The Cry of the Righteous, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Please tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.